With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. And as you may have heard, this Sunday, the Seahawks will face the San Francisco 49ers, their last hurdle before reaching the Super Bowl. Part of the fate lies at the hands of the officials. The Seahawks have racked up a lot of penalties this year, and a game riddled with penalties could mean a loss for the Seattle team. But who are these men in these zebra-striped jerseys? They're a crew of seven officials. They're selected from the top 2% of the 105 who work on the regular season games. Ben Ostro is the editor of a blog dedicated to NFL referees. It's called footballzebras.com. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Ross.
Why did you start a blog about the refs?
Well, very interesting. I started out around 2009 and was actually looking for this information that I'm writing about and found that it was pretty much lacking out there. So since I couldn't Google it, I just kind of created it.
The officials this Sunday are going to be from the top 2% of all the referees. How do they decide who's the top 2%? How do they rank referees?
Well, there's a very rigid grading process. They'd look at every play. They probably look at the tape of each play about 20 times. So they're picking out all the little nuances to make sure that the officials are picking out every little part of the play. Of course, it's divided amongst seven officials through the game, so each one has their own responsibility. And if they see something that was a miscall or a wrong call, they will mark that down as a downgrade, or a ding is what they call it. And so you rack up too many dings, you're out of the playoffs. So the ones that get these high-profile games, the conference championships, the Super Bowl, they're right up there. They're ranked up the highest. Some of them go the entire season without a mistake at all, which is very difficult to do, but it does happen. But overall, you're looking at even the average official gets 98% of the calls correct, so they're batting a pretty good average as they go through the season.
Really, 98% of the officials' calls are deemed to be correct calls.
Yes, and you know that goes from the non-controversial 1 yard run where nothing really happens, and then there's something that comes deep down the field where there's a judgment call on pass interference. You know, it's a mixed bag of everything, but year in, year out, it's right around that 98%, and that's a number that's hard to find in sports, an accuracy percentage of 98% from the athlete.
Hard to find anywhere. Hey, the lead referee of the seven this Sunday is going to be Gene Steratore. Does he have a particular officiating style that stands out?
Gene he's got a laid-back style, and it's kind of unusual. Not everybody does it, but it's kind of the kill him with kindness approach where, you know, he's going to diffuse some underboiling tempers by, you know, kind of joking around with the guys, the players on the field, you know, trying to get them to ease off and, you know, let them know that, you know, we're not going to tolerate this kind of post-play activity. Just move on. We're going to go to the next play. And he's known as probably one of the most chattiest refs on the field. You know, all we here at home see is what is broadcast over the official's microphone. He's out there, you know, keeping everybody in the game, keeping his crew focused, you know, just constantly bouncing things off during the game to all of his crewmates. And he's well-liked. I mean, players like him, coaches like him, and the other officials hold him in high regard. So he's a very good ref, and he's very experienced. He's been in the league for 11 seasons now. This will be his seventh playoff game, but it'll be his first conference championship game, and I think it's been a long time coming.
Ben, we've got less than a minute, but the Seahawks are known for committing a lot of fouls and perhaps committing a lot of fouls that never get called, and I've read that officials make fewer penalty calls during the playoffs. How will the officiating play into the Seahawks' style of play?
Well, my read on less penalties in the playoffs means you have your better officials out there and you have your better teams, and the teams I have too much at stake to be trying to push the envelope too much. They do from time to time, and when they do, you know, they will get penalized. So it depends, you know, are we going to see some of the things that we saw during the regular season from the Seahawks? Are they going to ease back? I think the tempo and the pace of the game, you know, how these are going to be called and how tightly is going to be known right on the first drive of the first quarter, and that'll set the pace for the rest of the game.
Ben Ostro, thank you so much for joining us. Ben Ostro, editor of a blog. It's dedicated to NFL referees. It's called footballzebras.com.